Here is that.
Okay. Hello. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
To start, I'm talking today with Louis about stories about canoes and dog teams and traveling in general. So you can start off by telling me maybe your favorite story about either canoes or dog teams.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, about the canoe. Canoes about before the Europeans came, our people used to make their own canoes. In my area where I came from in the Muskego country, there is no large poplars, very few. Within 110 miles inland, we start to have some poplar trees, birch, which used for the canoe cover. And so we didn't have any birch bark canoes. We did have some, but our parents did use different kind of a bark for the canoe cover, which is tamaracks. It's the next best to the birch bark. So they make their own canoes. But in those days, when it depends on the size of the family, because they move around all the time, they move with the season. So they move here in the inland in the wintertime, they spend there. And then in the springtime, they start to make their canoes maybe around April. And by the end of May, they make them. They finish them and then they put them in the water. So the canoes were not very large. They were 18 feet, I think it's the most, 18 or 20 feet. And very narrow. They're just big enough for people to sit in there knee inside and paddle. And they make them narrow purposely because it's easy to paddle. And now, first of all, men want to have those canoes mostly because they're the hunters. So they have to make their canoes smaller. And usually they make two canoes, one for their family use, maybe two the same size, 20 feet long, by three or whatever it is, and that would fit a family of five, mother and father. Usually the father and mother will have each steering place, you know, they're on the stern and the kids in front. Depending on what size, it depends on what size their family is. So they travel with these canoes from up the river, and they go down the river to all those servers that goes to MT, to Hudson Bay Company. Usually the distance about 200 or maybe 150 miles distance. When they finish staying in their winter camp here, so they go down to the river and then they meet with each other, other friends and everything, for a short time, maybe 2 weeks thing, and then they go on again into their ways, different section, traveling again with their canoes and all that stuff. So all summer. That's how the transportation system is just canoe. This was before the European came, before the fur trade. They did that routinely. Year after year, they do the same thing. And usually these canoes, they last about 2 years, you know, those, the park, the covering, you know, the cover on the water side of those things, you know, like a bird's park things. But this tamarack park, they are not very strong. They easily break. They're very careful not to hit the sharp stone or anything. They were very careful with it. So usually they only last about 2 summers. They have to change it again. The board, the frame itself, it will remain. But the park will be broken soon. But the birch bark is much stronger. That can last a long time if a person takes care of it, family takes care of it well. They don't stand on it. They just stand in the middle in the keel. So they put their foot, they know how to get in. And then they have those space where they can put their knee, and they sit there in the knee inside like that. They didn't make a big ones.